Welcome to 2 Minutes to Trust God. Our lesson is called They Crucified Him from Mark 15:22-24. They brought Jesus into the place called Golgotha, which means the place of the skull. Then they offered him wine mixed with myrrh, but he did not take it. And they crucified him. Dividing up his clothes, they cast lots to see what each would get. One simple sentence, and they crucified him. Here is the moment God promised as he spoke to Satan in Genesis 3:15, and I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel. Satan has struck his heel. The forces of sin are physically killing the Son of God made flesh in Jesus. Yet this is critical to your salvation. And they crucified him is a necessary step in the Father's plan to save your soul as all history moved to Jesus' crucifixion. As a result, you praise God for the second part of Genesis' promise. He will crush your head. Through the crucifixion will come Jesus' resurrection and his ascension to heaven's throne. From his throne, Jesus sends the Holy Spirit to crush the head of evil, destroying the world. The Spirit has changed countless hearts to Jesus' salvation as he crushes sin's death and raises hearts to Jesus' life. Behold the victory promise. Revelation 21:7-9 says, Who overcomes will inherit all this, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. But the cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, those who practice magic arts, and the idolaters and all liars, their place will be in the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death. Praise God. Because of, and they crucified him, you can live as you call on the name of Jesus. Repent of your sins. Confess Christ as Lord. Receive the cleansing of the blood shed for you. Pause and consider, is sin crushed in you?